Even if you are not a student of the Bible, you have likely heard the words, "Pray without ceasing." I could not have told you the chapter and verse origin of these words, not until a friend included 1 Thessalonians 5:17 with his closing signature in a recent email. I followed his prompt and looked it up, immediately recognizing the familiar words. What do I do without ceasing? Might first have to define those two words, without ceasing. Does it truly mean non-stop, never-ending? Does every thought in my mind, every word spoken from my mouth, contain an attitude of prayer? Perhaps I need to take another step back and define the action of praying. Am I too generalized by saying communication with God, with communication defined as sending and receiving a message? Too often my prayers are that simplistic. I send the message, usually a request, confident the petition will be received. But do I place myself in the role of receiver, positioned to accept a return message from God, or am I only a transmitter? Psalm 108 opens with David the psalmist writing, "O God, my heart is ready to praise you." Am I always in a position to say, "My heart is ready to praise you, God"? If pray without ceasing simply means asking for something all the time, I may be in compliance. However, if praying without ceasing includes praising God and pausing to listen for a response, I have work to do, requiring intentional effort and time exceeding 2 minutes more.